This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so let's do that thing where we...
News.
You can't just news. Start as a...
No!
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 News.
Stop!
News.
Stop!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
In Aaron's absence last week, I began to do some news or nope stories, but I am now returning the baton to the two of you.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
God! Aaron! Aaron! No. Bad Aaron.
We get one.
Bad.
We get one. It's in our contracts.
Bad. I hate that word. Okay. We're all welcome. Go ahead.
This is a beautiful week because Wicked comes out in theaters. I think it's this week. I hope it's this week.
I want... Oh, my God. Yes, we're journalists. We have a media... I want to be excited. I think it's going to suck.
Really?
I do. Because I've seen the play.
Oh,
and
the play
is so good.
I just
good.
Saw it not too long ago.
It kind of converted you, didn't it? Because you were an anti-musical guy.
I'm still very much an anti-musical guy. But Wicked still has enough dialogue in between. It's just like, when I saw Rent.
Oh.
It's just too much.
Did you ever see Hamilton?
On Disney Plus. I would never see that.
Really?
It embodies everything I hate about, first off, history. I don't care. I don't care.
They make it cool.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure they do. It just seems so nerdy to me. And I get it. You hate me. You're texting already to 51059. You hate me. But I can like what I like. I don't like history. I don't.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then it's like, the only thing that would make history worse for me is if you're trying to rhyme it and sing it down my throat.
Maybe it would help you remember it better, though. The rhyming.
Sure.
Why do I don't want to remember it?
Well, then that's when history repeats itself.
Okay. No, it doesn't. But anyway, I don't know. There was something about the woman who did it in Denver. I just feel like Ariana's going to destroy it. I think the other chick is going to do great.
Cynthia.
Sure.
They both.
I just
have,
don't like Ariana. I just don't like her.
They both grew up on Broadway.
They did?
Yeah. Mm.
Is Ariana, is she so big and so well known that can she play anybody other than Ariana? Will she be Ariana Grande no matter what she does?
Or the dumb kid she was on whatever that show was.
Victorious.
Was it Cat? Her name?
Yeah. I think, she was just so dumb on that show.
Yeah.
And my daughter was into it. But now, the other girl you can see being Broadway, I guess I just didn't know Ariana. I only knew Ariana from Disney or Nick
or whatever.
Yeah,
she started on Broadway and then made her way to LA, Nickelodeon.
So that's your news story for today is that it may or may not be coming out.
Yeah. T-Hack 2.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Big news over the weekend as Netflix
Oh my God, I was wondering what you were doing. But that, oh my God. Were you so mad? Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did.
I was
it,
so mad.
Some glitchiness for the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. Here's unexpected glitchiness.
Okay, so the last time, this is really strange, and can I have the floor for a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking this time. Wow.
Jake Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, I think.
Logan
fought him?
Yeah, the older brother did.
A while ago.
Yeah, like a couple years, I think.
Maybe. Okay, whenever that was, I was reminded because Josh, my neighbor mm-hmm. Josh, my BFF, oh God, Chad's going to be upset.
Yeah, no, he just texted me.
He wants to fight.
He came over to watch Jake and Mike Tyson on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, okay, yeah.
Okay, the first time he ever came over was for Floyd
Oh my
Mayweather
gosh, that's so cute.
And the other Paul brother. And do you know what happened that day?
No.
The exact same thing. But this time, it was pay-per-view.
Oh.
So I had paid for the fight, and it was so glitchy that I had to keep, like, because I was streaming at the time, so I was getting it through Hulu or HBO Max or whoever had it, and it was so glitchy that we kind of got to see most of the fight, and then they refunded me my money anyway. But there's, what could you do about the glitch on Netflix? Like, you're not going to cancel Netflix. They can't refund you. Like,
I got
kicked out 100 times. I had to like restart Netflix, restart my network, restart the router. It was like, it was the worst. And then the fight itself.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it, and I don't know if it was scripted or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a deal in place, if they knew how it was going to turn out.
Like when Tyson hit him real good, did you see him go easy?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That's a big controversy. Tyson, in one of the first two rounds, caught him on the chin, and he was like, easy.
Ooh. When they've walked out, so boxing has become this big fanfare now. 100%. When they come out, it's a bit, so they came out in the car, and they had played the music, and it was this whole thing.
I didn't get to see any of that. I was in a glitch.
Okay, so that's how Jake Paul came out with his brother in a car, and it was this huge thing. And then they go, and now, Mike Tyson, and they open it, and it was him. It's the 90s. He walked out, and the look on his face, I mean, I'm terrified of Mike Tyson. He's the scariest man alive.
100%.
And the look on his face, I'm like, I think he might kill him. Like
he did not have that after round two.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. Which was sad. And then it was so sad because he looked to me, he just looked like an aged lion, like kind of like so respectable and but just like,
man, get out of there.
Don't bully him.
I will say this, if you're like, it was a record setter, like 60 million people watched.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which means that undercard that was the two girls who mm-hmm. just beat the living snot out of each other was the most viewed female sports event of all time.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Good. That's all I heard is that how good that,
that
fight was.
That fight was incredible. Did you watch it, Aaron? Because it was made for you.
I only saw the picture of the eyebrow.
It was horrifying.
I literally didn't see anything other than Mike Tyson's butt and then the picture of the eyebrow.
Oh, yeah, the butt. And why did they go to that?
I don't know.
They were just like, here he is in the locker room. There's his ass. All right, let's keep going here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A big part of Thanksgiving happens to be pies, and it turns out that your favorite pie reveals something about you. Slacker, what is your favorite pie flavor? You don't like pies. T-Hack, what is your
flavor? Ooh, apple.
Apple?
I would say pecan.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Cherry, but apple. I'd go apple, yeah. Classic.
You are an imaginative child at heart, T-Hack.
Okay.
What did I get for pecan?
We are nurturing protectors.
Oh, you're a pecan too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Is cherry on there?
No.
Josh is a cherry. My friend Josh, who's not my best friend because Chad is walking around the parking lot right now. And we can see his ass from up here, so we gotta wrap this up.
We gotta go.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.